Friday, the 21st of August, the Schodish Elul, Aleph Elul, Rabbi Mendi Chizik, Elul, the Power of 40.
Morning, good Chodesh. It must be a mad rush to get here. Hashachas of Chodesh so early in the morning. We hope we'll make it worth a while. Mitz Hashem. Kedua, Elul's man in Yeshiva's 40 days, although most Yeshiva start. The Minigolem is the second day of Shchedesh, which means it's less than 40 days. There are yeshivas in Gateshead, Befrat, that are mapped to try and start Erev Shchedesh at all. So you get a full Shlemus of 40 days. We hope this morning to look at the Koyach, the Avodah, what we hope to achieve in our own Avodah 40 days when we're not in Gateshead and not in yeshivas. Shadua is pulled down from the Gedolim that 1 year in Rosh Hashanah, the Shas, the Baal Shachar started the word HaMelech, not on God fainted. After they revived him, they asked him, "My high." He said, at the cry of the word HaMelech, he remembered the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin tells us that Abiyah the Zakkai, the Shas, the Chorban, managed to smuggle his way out of Yerushalayim, and he met the Emperor there. So he said to the Emperor, "Shalom Alecha Malka." So the Emperor said to him, "You're chayav misa twice. You deserve to be killed twice. First of all, I'm not the melech. Second of all, if I am the melech, why haven't you come till now? If I am the melech and you respect me as the king, you value me as the king, fine. So why haven't you come till now?" So the Adon Gadol, when the Baal Shachar starts the word HaMelech, I suddenly reminded myself, "Oli, imalka ano, if I'm the, Hashem is the king, why didn't I come till now? Where have I been all year?" So if we're a month early, we can hopefully kick off now Elul, Kiyas Shofar, Ledovet Hashem, and understand what we can do to anoint the Kodesh Baruch Hu with our Avodah of Elul. I think we have to start with a vault on Ledovet Hashem. We started this morning. We said Ledovet Hashem this morning, Achas Sha'alti Beis Hashem, Oysa Vakish, Shivti Beis Hashem, Kodim Echayoy. So I saw one Shachasid Shachap, it's a beautiful vault. That we borrow something, a shoyl is the worst possible person to be. A shoyl. No one wants to borrow something, because if you borrow something, you want the full right to use it, and you're not paying anything for it. So shoyl is the worst person. You're chayav even on an onus. You borrow someone's car, and it's not your fault, something just goes wrong with it, the wiring, something, anything, you're chayav. So shoyl is the worst person to be. So, achas sha'alti meis Hashem. I borrowed my neshama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But by borrowing our neshama from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're in trouble, because we're always going to be chayav. We can't seem to do right. You don't know us. The Teretz says, Chazal tell us, it's a pasuk in Mishpatim, a person who borrows an item, but he remains working with Ba'al of Ivoi, he remains working with the owners. The owners are with him during the time that he's borrowing the item, he's potter because it's Ba'al of Ivoi, he's still with the owners. So we say, Achaz sha'alti meis Hashem, avot Hashem. But, Shivti beis Hashem kol yimei chayei, I want to stay in the beis Hashem, work with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that wave that's Ba'ol of Imoy, I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time, then I'm not considered to be a shoyl, I will be chayav. So we hope the Ba'as coming, Rosh Chodesh Elul in the morning, after Tefillah Achas Sha'alti, first thing, Beveis Hashem, that we can truly say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Elul, we're not exactly shoyl on ourselves, we're working with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're with Him in the Beis Hashem, we've got Ba'ol, the power of Ba'ol of Imoy to look after us, He makes them all fantastic. I want to look at the Mishnah in Tanis. The Mishnah Tanis tells us, "Lo yehoyu yom tovim li Yisrael, tenu yom tovim for Klal Yisrael." Except for the famous yom tovim of Tu B'Av, Tesvav Av. Why? Says the Mishnah, fantastic yom tovim, isn't it? Shabbahen benus Yerushalayim yoytzos. The girls of Yerushalayim would go out. Bechlei lovon, white clothes, shuvlim that were borrowed. Now I make that 2 points. White clothes and borrowed. The Mishnah says, why were they borrowed? Sheloi levayish es mi she'inoi. So as not to cause embarrassment for those that haven't got clothes. Okay. But why lovonim? Why white? Why white clothes? Why white? What's the significance of the white clothes? The Mishnah sort of hasn't mentioned that at all. In fact, if we want to really rub it in a bit, the Gemara in several places tells us that in order to be mesameach a woman over Yom Tov, one should buy her clothes. And the Gemara tells us, big date sevoinim. So, colored clothes. So why want it? If it's a Yom Tov, why want it? We have in front of us copies of several Pesukim in Yeshaya. I didn't expect anyone to know them by heart, so I thought if we have them in front of us, we'll see more of the Ketash Pesukim. It's kedai to know that Tesvav Ov is also significant 40. It is 40 days before the birth of the world. The world was created according to Rama and Doma and the Gemara on Chof Hei Elul. Therefore, Odom Arishon's first Friday was the Rosh Hashanah. Chof Hei Elul was Briyas Olam. So Tesvav Ov, 40 days before Briyas Olam, the girls in Yerushalayim celebrated the Yom Tov, wearing begodim levonim, which were white. And we don't understand why white, but we have cleared one point, Amina. That the Tesvav of Yom Tov is 40 days before Briyas Olam.
May I ask, why the girls?
So, okay. In that title of the volume, in Yeshaya Aleph, we have a pasuk. L'chuno v'nevochecho yonar Hashem. Hashem says to us, please come, let's fight it out. V'nevochecho, v'kuach, right? Let Hashem says to us, come, Israel, come together. V'nevochecho, we will fight it out. If your sins are red, kasheleg yalbinu, I'll turn them white. So there are two kashas on the pasuk. First of all, if you want to call someone to Din Torah, and you've got rights to call him, you don't say please. If I've got a taina against someone, whether I'm right or I'm wrong, if I feel I've got a taina against him, I will summon him to call, to bezin, to whoever. Hashem says to Marichal, please come. Hashem Kaviyochal says to us, I'm going to fight with you. Please come to fight with me. Please. If I got spoke as a taina against us, then lechu v'nevochecho. Secondly, it doesn't sound like much of a vikuach over here. Hashem seems to tell us straight away, in the same opening sentence, don't worry, I'll look after you. Em yu chatoichem kashonim. If you chatoim a kashonim, then kashalek yalbinu. So, number one, Hashem says to us, please come to fight with me. Number two, Hashem says, but it's going to be okay. So, I'm a little bit puzzled. Why beg us to come to fight? And second of all, what's the fight going to be about if the Maisa, at the end of the day, Hashem says to us in his opening line, it's going to be okay. There's a Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara Baba Kama says to us, Kol ha'oima ha-kodesh baruch hu vatrun. Whoever says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a vatrun, he's moichel, he gives in, it doesn't matter, you can do what you want. No way. Yevatru chayov. A person's life isn't worth living. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a vatrun. No, he's not a vatrun. Hashem doesn't just give in. Well, oy bazoi, Hashem has just said to us over here now, in Yeshaya. Im yiu chato'echem kashonim, kasheleg albinu, I'll take care of you. I mean, if our veiras are kashonim, then what right do we have to kasheleg? And Hashem, on the other hand, is not a veteran. There's a vote for the Ramah Mipanov. The Ramah Mipanov was a Mekubal in the 1600s. And every vote he says is absolutely brilliant. It's kedai to understand what he says, because it'll shed different light on it. So the Ramah Mipanov. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu can forgive us, I'll pay the klolim and the rights and rules and regulations or terms and conditions of the Torah, not at all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a veteran if it doesn't fit in with the terms and conditions of the Torah. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can find us mezakeh badin through the rules of the Torah, then it's okay. The Gemara of Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rav Chesed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tilts the scales Kalapa Chesed. Well, let's understand. There's three possibilities for Klal Yisrael. If we have Miut Avoimus, if we have small number of sins, well again, it's easy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save us happily. Achrei Rabim Lahat, it's a rule of the Torah. You follow majority. So again, it's not a veteran, it's not being a veteran over here. Hashem is simply saying, and follow the laws of the Torah. Achar Rabbeinu Hatos, your majority of mitzvahs outweigh Javit. What if we're equal balance, mechta mechta? Half half. Exactly 50-50. Well again, there's a klal in the Torah. Sofak nefoshes lahoki. Benzim. And for that matter, all of us have to apply the rule, sofak nefoshes, if we're in doubt whether they can take a life or not. Lahoki. We have to be lenient. So again, a Kodesh Baruch Hu can find favor with us if it's half half. But unfortunately, those probably are not the cases. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Onu melei ovoi, we're full of sin. Va'ata molei rachman. So how does Hashem help us? So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us? Alright. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be a veteran. But Onu melei ovoi. There's a Mulei Dikei Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed Aleph says to us, when two men come to Din Torah, imagine one man comes in, he pulls up in his car, the sat-nav pulls up for him, he steps outside there, servants are rolling out the red carpet, and he makes his grand entrance. The second man, Nebuch, had a snore lift to get there, he can barely walks in, he's exhausted, he's tired, and he doesn't look at these two men in front of them, and they're trying to solve the crisis. It's not fair. Either the dayan will automatically be pulled to the man who's made a grand entrance, or the dayan's heart will tell him to favor the poor unfortunate on him. How do you do it? How can Besdin be impartial? Zog the Gemara in Shavuos Lamed Aleph. Simple. There's a halacha. Lovush kamoyu, rich man, dressed like him. And the story means arrived like him as well. Oi, oh, how be sure you come with her? Or you dress him like yourself? The two Bali din have to be equal. In order for Besdin to listen fairly, then Besdin have to see the two men as being equal. Oi, bazoi is the Ramami Pano. It's a gewaltige Yesoide. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not moichalas just like that. Kolega HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatron, yivatron chayos. But there's a rule over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a problem when it comes to us. He can't really judge us. Not really. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father. As a Dayan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is possible. So how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us to din, so to speak? He can't take us to the cleaners. He's our father. Possible to judge. The text is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can act as our Baal Din. Hashem can fight us in Beis Din. Hashem can be the Baal Din and fight us in Beis Din. But now we have the rule. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, if I'm going to fight you in Beis Din, I've got to dress you the same as I dress myself. Hodu b'vushoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Molei Rachman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's begodim are white. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us to Beis Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forced to dress us like himself. Memela, we come out Zakai B'din. Now let's go back to the first pasuk on the page. L'chuno v'livachacha yoyah Hashem. So the Rebbeinu Shlom, please, I want to fight with you. Because if I want to, if I stand B'din against you, then what's going to happen? Automatically, look at the pasuk. Im yiyu chato'echem kashonim. If your sins are red, kashelek yalbinu, they'll have to be turned into white like snow. Why? In order to be equal to me. So like this, Baruch Hu Teklai Yisrael, L'chuno, please. But that's a rough time, that we are all sons to HaKadosh Baruch. If we are all sons, Karachim, Oval Bonim, if we are sons, HaKadosh Baruch can't be our judge. He can be our defendant. He can take us to Beis Din. L'chuno, Hashem, please, I want to fight you in Beis Din. Because if I'm standing against you on the other side of the table, then if I've got white, you have to wear white. Now let's go back to what we started with. We asked, 40 days before Bri'as HaOlam, 40 days before the birthday of the world, the Benois Yerushalayim are going out with Begodim Levonim. Why white? Why white? So the Bnei Yisoscha Moiladik, do you know why they're white clothes of the Bnei Yisoscha? according to this vort of the Raman Mipano. It's Moedig. They will wear a white cloth to symbolize in 40 days. There's a 40 days coding in Tzigas Havlad. Before something major happens, there's a 40 day period to prepare it. The blood is prepared in 40 days. In the 40 days preparation to the creation of the world, the girls were reminding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we can say such a thing, there's a middle of Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created the world with a middle of white. That if we are ever angry with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you'll fight us, so to speak, then the Godim Levonim Habisheyu dress us like you. That's how the world was created. That's Kaviyochel, the 40 days of the Rebbein Shlem's Priya. There's our own avoid of 40 days. We'll come to it. Let's have a look at the famous Tefillah in Al HaNisim, Hanukkah. In Al HaNisim, Hanukkah, we say that Kodesh Baruch Hu, you helped us against all odds. You were stacked against us. Rabbim Biyad Ma'atim, Tzmiyim Biyad Toim. How did we survive? An army of a few against the might and power of many. If the old Prime Minister of England, Bashar's Second World War, would have been around the time of Hanukkah, I think he would have used the words, never in our Jewish history has so much been owed by so many to so few. Rather be a martyr, mamash. Yet, what do we do? This is the Bnei Sozcho. V'ato b'gach hamecha hon rabim. You in your great mercy, how do we do it? Omadato lahem. You stood against Klal Yisrael. You weren't sitting as the dying. You were a mother to Elohim. You stood up to fight against Klal Yisrael Kaviyochel. And once you did that, once you took Klal Yisrael to din, Memeila Habishayu Komoncho. You dressed Klal Yisrael, Sarav Toes Rivom, Dan Toes Dinom. Not as a dayan, but push as a din. And once Klal Yisrael was, so to speak, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael had to be dressed in white. And the Yotin Zakai Bedin. So I heard the Gevaldik on this offer. The bottom of the page was printed the Tachanon for your base for your name. Wasn't said. Today, have a look at the Moedika. Nusach of Tachanon was changed forever. Look at the Moedika. Yodanu kichotonu. We know we've sinned. How are we going to survive? Ve'ein miya amoid ba'ademu. No one's going to stand for us. Who's going to stand to defend us? Shimcho ha-godoil ya'amod lonu b'Yisrael. We want your name to stand up against us. Against us. Kim bonu ma'asim. Stoko asim onu ma'ashemecho. Why do we want you, Hashem, to stand against us? Why are you not our dying? Because karachim oval bonim. You treat us with rachmonis of a father. As long as we understand and accept that Kodesh Baruch Hu is our father, he's possible to be a dying. It's possible to be a dying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to take us to task for what we've done. Shimcha Godel Yamod Lonu. Hashem will stand up as a defendant against us. And Oy Bar Zoi, we have the same halacha. Habishayu Kamoyscho. And we hear it as Zakeh B'din. I've told you about Parshas Ekev. Second on the page. Koroiv Matzdiki. Please all say, Koroiv Matzdiki. Hashem, you are Matzdik. You who are going to find us favor. You are going to let us off. You matter. You are Koroiv to us. Say, Hashem, you are Koroiv to us. Mi Yogiviti. Who's going to come to bed in a fight against me if you are Kodesh Baruch Hu my Koroiv? You are Kodesh Baruch Hu my Koroiv. So nobody will be so silly as to come to Beis Din and try to fight us, Klal Yisrael. The Yitzhak won't come to Beis Din. The Sotan, Umas Olam, won't take us to court, because Koroiv Matzdiki. Hashem Yom HaKoroiv. Mi Yoriviti. Who's going to try and fight with me? Moedik, says the Bnei Sozcho, Na'am Do Yochad. You, Hashem, will stand up against me. Mi Bal Mishpoti Gash Eloi. No one can get close to me, no one can attack me. Now let's take it one stage further. Simchas Torah. The highlight of Elul. The highlight of Tishri. Simchas Torah. But only the second Hakofa, David Tzedakus. David Tzedakus, Hodu Belvushoi, and Vosik Vachosid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we say to Klal Yisrael, you are David Tzedakus, you are Hodu Belvushoi, you are Vosik Vachosid. Yes, it follows a system of Aleph Beis Gimel, Zed Aleph Beis Vav. What's the connection with David Tzedakus, Hodu Belvushoi, Vosik Vachosid? It's all very nice. So the Bnei Yisrael, again, it's Moedig. It fits in brilliant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a David Tzedakus. Hashem is a matzdik. He wants to save us. He wants to help us. He wants him a zakeh aspedim. How do you do it? How do you do it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to come to Din Torah. He can't fight us. He can't be the dying. Because Karachim Abba. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu prosecutes us. So David Tzedakus. Hashem wants to be matzdik us. He takes us to Bezdin. Hodu Bilvushoi! HaKadosh Baruch Hu has beautiful begodim. So we therefore have to be clothed in the same way. Now, Vosik Vachosid. Vosik says Rashi and Brochus, beginning of Tulas HaShachar. Vosik, a person who wants to do mitzvahs, he looks to be kind, wants to do extra. And Chosid says Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Chosid. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply wants to go lifnim meshugas adin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's a David Stokers, since he's Hodo Bilvushoi, he wants to dress us the same way. Vosik v'chosid, he lacked the nimish of us adim, give us the same clothes and mamelo. We'll survive the dim. The sound I heard last week, at the Yortzeit, the previous Gadol of Bells, Baron of Bells, the Yortzeit fell in the holidays, so I heard, Yid speaking, he said, the Mugged Gazach, he said, there's a Yid in Manchester now, who B'shas was a bocher, was learning Chevron Yeshiva. And he went, still calling after Belzerov, he went to a tish. And Belzerov at a tish looked up, and he must have spotted this boch. So he summoned the boch to come down, he started speaking to the boch. He said, the Mishpocha were both descendant from the Master Yekeach. He asked boch where he's learning, he said, Echav. So he said, don't grow your hair too long. So the boch said back to him, so he demanded to said back to him, Yeba, Chabinish Kachosid. Meaning that your derech is one way, I've got different derech. They see more crowding around. Conversations like that, but it was a boch and chav and yeshiva. They were telling him not to grow his hair long. The boch answered, I'm not chosid. So the Rebbe gave a brilliant response. Murdig. He said, Shittim kubetes ksubus dafyutis. I didn't know of that. There's a gemoyen ksubus dafyutis which discusses when a person comes to Bezdin and he says he gave false testimony. Yes, I was a Rosh. I said wrong there. I know I said wrong. I'm a Rosh. Chassid said the Gemara, you can't do that. Want to be to Bezdin, Ein Odom Mesim Atzma Rosh. You can't. You're not believed. Unless you've got a very good reason. The Gemara discusses how you can possibly say you made a mistake. But stump to say, I was a Rosh, no, you're not believed. So the Shittim Kubetzis, that doesn't just apply to within the letter of the law. It goes beyond the letter of the law. To Midas Chassidus. So the Shittim Kubetzes, his notion is, Ein Odom Meisim Atzmoy Loi Chosid. No man's entitled to say about himself, Bach Mishka Chosid! So the Bocha said to the Belzerov, you can't be Tevera for me, I'm not Chosid. So he said, brilliantly, Shittim Kubetzes, Ksubas Yutes, Ein Odom Meisim Atzmoy Loi Chosid. Later the Chassidim got around this Bocha, and they asked him exactly what happened, what transpired, it's written down, Mulevik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chosid. David Tzedakus, Hodu Bilvushoi, Vosik Vachosid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matik Klap Echesed. So it's not the Vatran Kaviyochel, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't judge us because we are born in Namokim, born in Matin Hashem Elekechem. Memela HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't act as Dayan, rather as Baldin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baldin, Hodu Bilvushoi. We're Zeuch to them. So perhaps, we can suggest the avoid of the Memyoim, of Elul. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avoid the Kaviyoch of the test of Tchof Elul, in the daily leading up to Briyas Oilam, is to prepare the Begodim Levonim, the white clothes, our avoid has to be very simple. We can't ask for any of what we mentioned this morning if we are not Bonim Lamok. If we are not Bonim, if we don't act as children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't fear Zich Ba'av of Ach of Hashon of Arayos, then we can't say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take us to the Torah. because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be our dial. We haven't got a chance. Our only hope of survival is since HaKadosh Baruch Hu do be our dial, Karachim of Abonim stand against us and Mamele will have other goods. So to finish off the Murid HaKavot on the Parsha, which ties us up beautifully, from the Haimtik of Parsha, Olib, beginning of Shoftim, Pasuk Shoftim says, V'chir lechem dovo la'mishpo. If you ever have a difficulty in judgment, bin dom le dom, you've got a shayla, whether this dam is tomei, this dam is tomei, bin din le din, bin din ominous, or bin nega no nega, you're not sure this nega is tomei, it's not tomei. Divrei rivois b'sharecha, you've got divrei rivois, there's arguments, have a canto of onisa, get up and go, to Sanhedrin and the Soviet bloc. Posh up shat in posuk. It's pulled down from our Rizal and Mervi de Gavot. That Rizal said Pshat Azov. B'shaz de Chorban, the Malachi HaShoros came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we've got three tainas kaviyochul against you. Number one, Zalocha Ledom. Dom Ledom. Zalocha Kisui Hadam. When a person shechts a chai of oif, the blood has to be covered. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they said, that you apply that to animals. Klal Yisrael's blood has been spilling like water in the Chorban. It's covered it. It's lying in the streets. Ubein din le din. There are din in the Torah of Oisrei ve'espinoi. A father, if a man wants to shecht, he can't shecht a mother and child on the same day. Oisrei ve'espinoi, the fish to be a mechot. Yet, Sin Malachim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are Kodesh Baruch Hu b'shas l'chobun, his father and son die in the same day. Ubein nega lo nega. There's a halacha past as Yom Tzoyro. And there's a nega in the bayis. So Kodesh Baruch Hu take everything out of the bayis. Save all your furniture. And then we'll look at the house. If the house has to be destroyed, the furniture has been saved. Lose the halachim. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed with everything inside it. So bein dom le dom. Our dam is different to the dam of Chayitz. Din la din. Where's our halacha of Oisrei ve'espinoi? Uvein nega lo nega. Why is our Beis Hamikdash completely destroyed with the Kelim? So the Arizal, that's a question. And the answer was, divrei rivois b'sharecha. There's machlokes in Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Malachi HaShoros, yes, you got a taina. V'chiyeh lechem dobo l'mishpot. Bedom ledom. Bedin ledin. Uvein nega lo nega. The Teretz is one. Divrei rivois b'sharecha. There's machlokes in Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing can happen. As we look forward to the upcoming Yemiya, Rachmi Vasilchus, beginning of an El, the void of 40 days, our void is, let's cut out the machlokes, cut out the divrei rivois b'sharecha, be as one, the Kanto of Alisa will be zeicha to the end of the Pasuk, of the Kanto of Alisa will go up to Yerushalayim to hear the Koilo of Mashiach, not the Shofar of Elul, but the Shofar of Mashiach, and hear him in on the Koilo.